Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
I'm your host, Don McGuire. This is the Misfits of Gold weekly special. The reason I played that song, you'll find out here real quick. We have two larger-than-life characters on the show with us today. And I got to tell you, my brother MF Beck, much love and respect, bro. When you send me the videos on these guys, I tell you what, I was laughing my ass off. It's truly tremendous when you can see young individuals in life making fun of situations, creating situations, but at the same time, creating a name for themselves. And I think these two gentlemen are tremendous, and I think we're going to have one hell of a show this afternoon. Welcome to the program, Oleg and Jay. What's up, guys?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man, I couldn't ask for a better day. I just got to interview Tonya Evangers. She's getting ready to face Cyborg in UFC 214. Nice. And coming off a marathon radio show last night and no end in sight, kind of like you guys. You know, when you look at what you do, and for my listeners, if this is your first time hearing about these guys, you truly got to go check out Oleg and Jay's page. It's a fan page on Facebook. Watch their videos, and you'll truly get the whole 360 of where we're going with this. You know, When I watch the videos, it's tremendous. You guys truly are internet sensations. When you first started doing these, did you ever think that you would end up where you're at now?
Man, when we first started doing it, I'm not even kidding, man. It's funny to go look back in all those old videos because the quality is so terrible. And it's just
we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah, we did not know what we were doing. We didn't know how to edit. But that was like the dream. Like the fantasy was like to go viral and become famous. It was like that was just a fantasy for both of us. But did we think it would ever come true? Like it was so improbable, basically. But we stuck with it. We kept sticking with it. And there was times, man, where we were like, man, we kind of just want to be done with this because we were working so hard on it, but we weren't really getting anything out of it. I mean, we were entertaining our family and some friends.
Yeah.
But I mean, we were working so hard in it. We were like, man, there was times we kind of were like wanting to give up on it a little bit, but we stuck to it, man. And then a year and a half into doing these videos, man, one video completely broke and eventually got 45 million views. And it just gave us a huge fan base and a huge platform.
You know, I can't even surmise. I mean, here my humble little show gets anywhere between 40,000 to 80,000 live listens a show and thousands
yeah,
of archives.
Awesome.
But to sit back and go 41 million, 42 million, I mean, when that finally sank in, what realization did you both have? Did you guys, you know, look at each other and go, how do we top the next video?
Yeah. Pressure was on, man. And honestly, when that happened, for the week of happening, we could not sleep whatsoever. Mm-hmm. We did not sleep, man.
No. It's a feeling that I was just talking to someone about it last night. It's something hard to explain. When we first started going viral, like when the numbers started coming in and the notifications started coming in, Oleg and I were like literally like having like an anxiety attack. Like we were like, we had to shut our phones off because we were kind of panicking, like, what's happening right now? Is this really happening? We were at the gym and we're like, hey, let's just turn our phones off and work out. And, you know, like, we were just kind of, like, going crazy. And then we turn our phones back on and it just blew up even more. We ended up when we first went viral, we woke up with 9,000 views on this video, right? Which at the time we were like, holy shit, 9,000 views already. We ended up going to sleep at 300,000. We woke up the next day with 1 million. And by the end of that day, it was at 9 million. and it just kept going and going. So we were just, it's hard. We were anxious. We were had anxiety. We were extremely happy. But all of a sudden it's like, okay, well, what's next? And yeah, how the hell are we going to top this? This has 40 something million views. How are we going to do this? But I had a lot of family members and friends that were just like, hey, listen, you've been making videos for a year and a half. Yeah, you just broke, but every local person loved your videos before. So keep doing what you're doing. Just keep doing exactly what you're doing, and the views are going to come. So Oleg and I kept doing what we were doing. And, you know, up to this point, we have freaking 15 to 20 videos in the millions. And the video we just posted last night already broke a million views. So we're just keep doing what we're doing.
Yeah, is that the video where one of you is doing an exercise in the air and the other one keeps spreading his legs apart and he puts his face forward?
Yeah, there's that video.
Dude, that had me spitting my soda. I took a drink as the video started to play. Sam had sent it to me, and I just spit. My wife's like, "What the hell is going on?" And so I look, you know, and I show her this video, and she just dies rolling, and she goes, "What is wrong with those guys?" And I said, "Those are people that are just taking life for what it's worth." Now, look back to the humble beginnings of it, guys. You know, we kind of talked about this before we went live. You know, Jason, you moved up to Oregon, and this scenario kind of began up there. You know, honestly, when you think about it, I mean, the normal person, and don't take this wrong, guys, because you'll see where I'm going. The normal person just doesn't come up with ideas like this. What was the thought perception behind Oleg putting on a wig and you guys doing your parody?
To start off with
T-shirts, remember? Yeah. The very first video, because I was already doing videos for about 2 months, just personal videos on my personal Facebook. I came to Oregon, and that's when I was just hanging out with Oleg. And basically, I was just chilling. I'm like, okay. Well, I want to post a video. I'm like, hey, dude, you want to like be in these videos with me? Because of course, if I have people to help me, it'd just be better to have friends in videos. And he's like, sure. And for some reason, Oleg is a character just in himself, just him as a human being. When we go out and we go do stuff, he's a character that people kind of just are drawn to, and he can do like a good, funny girl character. So what we did was we just threw a towel or a shirt,
a towel, or
we just wrapped a towel or a t-shirt on his head. And we had him play my girlfriend in a 6-second video. And when we did that, for some reason, my family and friends, they all just thought it was hilarious. So we're like, oh, well, we're going to take that and run with it. So we just started just putting shirts on his head as wigs. And the more we did it, the more we were like, screw this, man. Let's put a wig on you. Let's put a dress on you. Like, people are going to eat it up. And the very first video that went viral that broke for us was completely 90% of it was Oleg as this chick clearing out her car. So they just loved it.
That video was absolutely hilarious. I think there was like, what, 3 or 4 vacuum cleaners, a tire. And
tire.
I mean, it just kept going on and on.
Yeah, that's the one that did it. And what's really cool about that video is that was just supposed to be a piece of a video. That was going to be a video called Things Girls Do or something like that. That was going to be one section. And me and Oleg did the section. We played it back and we were just like, kind of looked at each other like,
dude, don't even say it. Yeah, I already know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're like, let's just make that the video itself. And so we just made that the video itself, and it just went insane.
You know, this is, like I said, you know, this is my first time meeting you guys. We met through a mutual friend, and I thought it was a must be that I had you on the show because you guys are tremendous in life. But Jason, at one point before you got started on this video, I gotta ask, man. You know, it's just a life question. Did you ever sit back and go, okay, this guy's coming into my family. He likes wearing wigs and this and that, or was that ever even a thought that Oleg, you know, you're sitting there looking at him, he's dating my sister, but he likes to dress up like a woman. I mean, it's just a perplexing question.
What was nice for me is the family. We had already known Oleg for 3 years at the time, and I mean, if you know Oleg, then it's no surprise at all that he's doing that stuff. And I mean, I got to put it on me too. I'm making him do it. I'm like, oh, like you're going to put this wig on and you're going to say these lines and people are going to laugh. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. And luckily everyone knows, like I said, man, if you know Oleg, everyone around this town, they know he's just a character. So no one was shocked by it at all. So we're all good.
So, you know, jumping into the future, how are you guys handling becoming internet sensations? Because, you know, the minute I posted this, I started getting friends that are deep in the MMA community that actually know you both, and they were loving thought that you guys were coming on. And, you know, I've been in this business of, you know, shooting combat sports and media and doing radio for 10 years, and sometimes fame can get a little overwhelming, you know. And then here you guys are sitting at 40 million plus views on your videos. How do you handle that stress and the pressure?
There's me and Oleg handle it two very different ways. Oleg is way more so go with the flow and, oh, this video didn't do good. It's all right. We'll get them next time. Me, because Oleg's way more chill and laid back. Whereas I was a competitor my whole entire life. I started wrestling at 10 years old. I did that forever. I was an MMA fighter for multiple years. So I have a very competitive edge, and I always want to be the best at what I do, you know? So the pressure on me, like, I'm not going to lie, as fun as this is, I have a ton of pressure. I feel a ton of pressure. So I'm constantly like, how can we make these videos better? If these videos only get 400,000 views, I'm kind of bummed, where Oleg will make me sit back and be like, dude, we're two small town kids. This video has 400,000 views. This is solid, dude. Don't worry about it. We're fine. Where I'm like, damn, I want millions, you know? Like, so I think it's a good thing and a bad thing. It's a good thing, and I feel like I could push us and make us go to the next level, and I feel like I can make us great. Where it's a bad thing that I'm so kind of hard on myself, you know what I'm saying? But every athlete or competitor or fighter can probably tell you the same thing.
Well, I think that's what makes you two such a successful, unique team, is you're on two different spectrums, and you come together and you create these tremendous pieces of work. You know, looking at what you do in these videos, if you haven't seen them, to my listeners, you need to go check them out. It's something that will just have you dying, because there's nothing else like it out there. And so I commend you guys on that. It's truly tremendous what you're doing. You know, has there been any other media entities or outsources or any type of, you know, bigger production companies that have reached out to you wanting to extend this into the future on a broader spectrum?
Still through Facebook, though. Just a few days ago, one of the biggest pages on social media reached out to us and was talking about a possible like partnership and stuff. And we have a relationship with multiple pages that I'm sure a lot of people know about, just on a personal level. So yeah, so we get big pages reaching out to us, and I definitely there's a future. A lot of people want to work with us, and they want us to grow too. So it's like, we give them content, they'll give us
traffic.
They'll give us traffic to our channel. They'll post our content. They'll tag our stuff. So we keep making these funny videos. They'll keep posting them on our huge pages and get our name out there. So yeah, we have a lot of big pages working with us, man. And what's awesome about this is we're only 6 months in. So we're pretty much brand new into this, and I think there's a great future in this, man.
Yeah, I think there is. I think you guys have found something that hasn't been done before, but there's so much to it that it keeps you in depth. It keeps you watching it, because it has a storyline, whether there's words in it or not. It's just something that you two have come together in and have been able to mutually create greatness, and I commend you on that. Now, Jason, you've kind of talked a little bit about yourself. Oleg, why don't you give us a little bit of background on you and how you ultimately ended up wanting to get into this.
Well, to start off, man, I'm from Ukraine. I was born and raised in Ukraine, which is kind of rough childhood. I don't know if you've heard of Ukraine. It's pretty bad over there. And then I moved to United States when I was 11, and I always thought of United States as Hollywood. You know, I was like, oh, when am I going to see Mel Gibson or something like that?
Yeah, meet all these famous people.
Meet all these famous people, and
just coming to the United States was already a big blessing for me, you know. And then I kind of fell in love with the United States, dude. I don't know how to say it. It's just, it's very, I'm already blessed, you know. All of this that me and Jason do is already extra for me. So when I met Jason and started doing the videos, it was very exciting, yeah. And it was just a natural thing for Oleg. He,
yeah.
Like I said, he's just a very, there's no one on the planet I've ever met that's like Oleg. And he's Ukrainian too. I don't know. Me and him are completely different. Well, a lot of people think we're the same, but we're very different people.
Different people. And coming into this videos stuff, it kind of puts two different people into this one thing. And it's just exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Which is perfect the way that our personalities mesh. It's perfect because there's a ton of my friends out there that it would be hard to do these videos with because me and Oleg are together 24/7. We're together all of the time,
yeah,
talking about this stuff. But me and Oleg have never once gotten in a heated argument, like ever.
Yeah.
I don't know. We mesh so well. But yeah, Oleg came here from a different country, man, which was great. I mean,
it was a blessing just to be in the United States. Man.
Yeah.
It's tough out there in different places. And
yeah, Ukraine's no joke, man.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. And we had wars in Ukraine where, you know, if I never moved to the United States, thank you to my mom. If I didn't move to the United States, I'd probably go to war. You know, my friends went to war in front lines. It's a pretty crazy thing, man.
Yeah. So now instead of going to war, he dresses up as a chick. And
that's crazy. I love it. You know, you could tell you two mesh truly well. You know, as you stated earlier, this is just the infancy. I mean, there's a huge, vast future ahead of you guys. You know, what are the plans? Have you guys discussed or even, you know, ponder the thought of, you know, one day you guys may be superstars at what you're doing? You know, I know it ultimately started off as just some videos for friends and family, but, you know, you look at your page, it's tremendous. The fan base is growing. You're one of the top pages on social media. You know, where do you see you guys, yourself a year from now?
I'm really, really hoping that in a year from now we're in LA, honestly, and we're collabing with the biggest social media stars. A lot of people people are starting to understand, but a lot of people don't really understand how huge these social media stars are. I mean, there's a lot of social media stars that are bigger than the actors you see in movies and TV shows. I mean, social media is humongous. So for us to get a following here on social media, man, like the sky's the limit. And that's all to us. If we keep creating this content, if we keep creating funny content, it's just going to keep going and going and going to where these big companies that are reaching out to us are eventually going to fly us over to these different places to talk some business. And I'm hoping in a year's time, man, I'm hoping we're like just taking over. I want to take over. Me and Oleg want to take over freaking social media, man.
And I want to say the thing about social media is nowadays anybody can do it. Anybody can pick up a phone and start recording videos. So whoever's listening, you guys can do it yourself too.
Yeah, exactly.
As simple as that.
And that, I mean, that's something I would honestly, it's like one of those quotes you hear a lot is like, don't let the fear of failure like keep you from following your dream. I literally held off on making videos for like 5-6 months because I was like embarrassed. I was like, what are people going to think if I start posting these like comedy videos? Like, is it going to be cringy? Like, is it going to be stupid? And I held off and I finally bit the bullet and started doing it. And now it's like, God, I'm so happy I did it. So yeah, if you want to pursue anything, if you want to pursue something on social media, start doing it, man. And don't be afraid to fail because we failed a billion times. We really have.
You know, well, first and foremost, I don't think any two people out there in the whole entire world could collab like you two do. It's unique and it's tremendous. You know, you talk about, you know, being down the road a year from now after my question. You know, you look at the show Boy Band, even though that show is terrible, it was ultimately from an internet sensation such as yourself. You know, what would an opportunity mean, you know, like that mean to you guys?
I mean, it'd be humongous. I mean, a lot of people reach out to us and they're like, "Oh, I want to see it in like the Oleg and Jay show, like on Comedy Central, or Oleg and Jay." Like, if that happened, because you got to think, I mean, think about workaholics. Like, workaholics, they start on YouTube. You go back and watch workaholics, like those three guys, their YouTube channel. It's like they just made, like, dumb, stupid, funny videos on YouTube, and all of a sudden they got this huge opportunity to be on Comedy Central and have a TV show. I mean, that would be insane. That would be amazing. That would be the dream. We want to be actors. And, I mean, I don't even care. I love comedy and have a huge passion for comedy, but we also love drama, too, you know? Like, acting is the ultimate goal. So that would be absolutely humongous for us if we ever got a chance to be in a TV show or a movie or anything. So, yeah.
You know, something I would – it's just, you know, after watching your guys' work, one thing that I think you would truly be successful at is doing a parody on – I don't know if you guys are too young to remember, you know, back in Baywatch where Pam Anderson's running down the beach and she's got her arms up in the air. And, you know, it would be tremendous to have – have Oleg running down the beach with his wig on and somehow you come into the video. And, you know, I just see it blowing up. I just see an avenue for you guys. Cause I mean, you've done the gym, you've done the car, you've done several other, you know, I think you guys are ready for the next level. I think you guys are going to blow the minds of many. If you take it to a Baywatch theme, something along that line.
Yeah.
Because Oleg,
for sure.
I got to you, the face that you instill on these videos is priceless. I don't think, like I said, another person in the world could look like Oleg in these videos. It's priceless. So I figure whatever you two collab on and get out next is going to be truly tremendous. You know, looking at the fame that you guys have gained, you know, what has it meant for your families, yourself, and, you know, has it broadened your outlook on life?
My mom's confused.
His mom is like,
I would be too, bro.
He's like, Oleg, what are you doing? You need to go to school.
Yeah, what are you doing, man? She's way confused because she's, like, super.
My mom's pretty old school, you know. She's
she's Ukrainian, too.
Ukrainian mom, you know. She's very old school.
Yeah, she probably doesn't know exactly what's going on here. My parents are very aware of they're pretty tech savvy, so they know what's going on. They at first, like, really, we got the credibility as soon as the fans came in and the views. Then the credibility, like, just switched. Now then everyone started taking it serious, whereas people didn't really get it at first. Some of my family members think sometimes that I need to take a step back and that Oleg needs to take a step back and not focus so much on the videos, but God, we are just so,
it's hard not to.
We're so passionate about it where it's one of those things where it's like, you don't even understand, mom. Like, it's one of those things where you're just like, I'm so passionate. I can't not be passionate. I don't want to do this for fun. I want to do this and become – I want us to become superstars. I want us to become famous and not to be like, oh, I'm cool and I'm famous. I really love and Oleg really loves inspiring people. And the messages – we get daily messages of people saying how much that we inspire them and that they're depressed, but watching our videos makes them happy, or that they have like a cancer or some sort of disease and watching us brightens their day. And that there's no better feeling than that at all. So my parents are more so understanding, my family's understanding that there's a lot of good that's coming out of this, and they're seeing how happy we can make people. And I think that makes them happy.
That's most definitely, that's truly priceless. You know, I kind of understand where you're coming from, you know, just like this show, you know, I've been in the sport a long time. It's paid for my way in life. It's covered my family, my house, my cars, and so to me, I had to find a way to give back. You know, a lot of people in my life looked at me like I was kind of crazy. You know, I went to school. I got my associate's in mechanical engineering technology. I got my master's in engineering science, and I ended up a combat sports photographer. You know, but I understand the passion. You know, and a lot of people don't. You know that don't live it or have what we have, I don't think they will ever thoroughly get the passion. The passion overcomes everything, and then the drive kicks in. And with that, then motivation, and then you find yourself, like you said, receiving messages from people that are sick that you're changing their lives. And just think how many people are out there that haven't communicated with you. Looking at it in the giving back aspect, how humbling is it?
You can't even explain it because I've never done, I've never had that effect on anybody ever in our lives. So when you're having that sort of effect, you literally have to take a step back and be like, whoa, like, wow. That was the ultimate goal. But when it finally happens and it comes true and they're telling you that you are like, literally, like, I've had people tell me, like, we're the reason they wake up every day. And like, it's just like crazy. It's crazy to me, but I've been such a huge fan of social media stars for years now that I've heard them all say the same thing. So I kind of prepare myself like, oh, someday I may have that effect on someone and I really want that effect on someone. So it's an extremely humbling experience. I mean, yesterday I got a picture. Some girl sent me a picture. She drew a portrait of me, like a super in-depth, great portrait of me. And I'm just like, wow, like, it's just crazy. It's crazy stuff. And we're adapting to it a lot more. We're still getting used to it. Like I said, it's been only 6 months since we went big. So, but yeah, extremely humbling, man. There's no better feeling than that.
And I get you know, and there's always two sides. And, you know, on my show, I like to touch on both. You know, along with fame comes ignorance. How much ignorance have you and Oleg had to deal with in building who you are and representing yourself in the fashion that you do?
It hasn't changed. Like, we haven't become ignorant from it.
Let me reiterate. How much ignorance have you received social media-wise from people out
from
there?
From other people?
Because social media is cruel. It's a harsh world.
You're very right. I mean, to touch on what I just said before, for some reason, some of the hometown people kind of think that me and Oleg are ignorant now and are kind of full of ourselves. I'm not quite sure why. It upsets me. It really does upset me. But to touch on the cruel people on social media, we get hate. I mean, God, this last video we just did, there's a ton of people making fun of us for cross-dressing and calling us all these names, man. We've gotten DMs from people telling us to kill ourselves because we are that we're worthless and we suck. We've gotten all that stuff so far, and it's more so not we're not affected, like, upset that they're calling us the names, and for me, it's like I'm just upset that there are people out there like that that try to put other people down, and it's kind of saddening. It's kind of sad to see that because I don't know.
Haters are gonna hate.
Yeah, haters are gonna hate, and we get that, so we're not gonna get affected ourselves. But like, man, if they were talking to someone else like that, maybe someone else would get very upset by it. And I just hate bullies, man. I can't stand bullies. And there's a ton of them on the internet, man.
Oh, trust me, bro. I truly know. Justin, you know, like I told you earlier, you know, with me interviewing Tanya Evinger and Megan Anderson pulling out the fight out, I'm a journalist. I have to be on that line. And there was a tidbit of information that is now being, you know, interjected into the internet. And so, you know, the fighter herself knew about it, and so we discussed it. But the issue is I'm also the gym photographer where Megan Anderson trains. And so when you put yourself in that type of situation, it's hard. You know, and to be in the business as long as I have, you know, one thing, if I could teach you guys anything, is don't even respond to anything in any fashion. You know, ignorance is truly out there, but coming from an OG in the sport and in life, I realize that if you don't pay it any mind or any attention, it goes away. But the minute you feed into it, it grows. And what you guys are doing is tremendous, man. You're living your life. You're living your dream. You're creating memories for sick people. You're creating memories for all walks of life. I mean, hell, I'm 51 years old, and I dig your guys' videos. So,
you
know, don't ever let – oh, you're welcome. Don't ever let the cruel world of social media interject or change any – don't allow any variance, because what you guys are doing is – it's nothing short of sensational.
Thank you so much, man. And we won't let that affect us. And, yeah, at first, sometimes you get a little feeling of of it affecting you, or you get a little defensive, or you get kind of down on yourself, like, man, like, you kind of like, man, was the video that bad? Or, and then you're like, kind of snap out of it. Like, oh, no, screw that. Yeah. Screw this guy. Like, no, I'm not going to, you know, we aren't. So thank you. Yeah. We're not going to let that affect us. Cause man, if you listen to all the hate, if you ever stopped because of the hate, then you are just not cut out for this business.
Yeah. You know, you don't often find two young people in life that have so much knowledge and are very articulated in their thoughts, and you guys are tremendous. You know, when will the next project come out? I know you just released one. Do you guys work on them periodically, or is it just something that is a spare of the moment thing?
We work. We release a video, one video a week.
One video a week.
And
yeah.
We did. We were doing two at first, and we were realizing we were just running ourselves dry. It was just too much.
It's tough for us because, you know, we try to go to the gym and look good and healthy, and
mm-hmm.
we also work 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And we have to shoot videos.
Yeah.
And sometimes we don't even feel like we even have time on, you know, ourselves. You know, it's just.
Yeah, and that's what. Like, I mean, this is a full-time job, if not more, the whole social media thing. And then on top of that, we have a full-time job. And then on top of that, we do have the gym. And then on top of that, we try to balance a freaking family. And we try to have our friends and our family in our lives, and we want to hang out with them and have a little peace time. So it's definitely definitely very difficult. So we just do one video a week. We film one video a week. But, I mean, there's other levels, too. If you go to our Instagrams, we got to stay on top of our Instagrams. We're posting two pictures a week, and we got to make sure it looks freaking good, man, for the fans. You got the fans are on us, like, hey, when are you posting your next picture? I haven't seen a picture of you. When are you posting your next video? So we're doing one video a week on Facebook. We're doing two pictures on Instagram, and we're Snapchatting every single day to the fans. And it is a full-time job,
like
man.
It is like a full-time
and then behind the scenes is like the editing of the whole
the
videos. That shit takes – I was up – this last video I was up until 8 a.m. editing, you know. So, we're releasing one video a week. We just released last night, so next week we'll have the next one. And what's cool is the big pages will take the videos, we'll post them, and tag us in it. So it just kind of gives us a big flow of traffic. So, yeah, one video a week is doing pretty well for us right now.
Yeah, you know, I'm sitting here, and I'm sorry, guys. I'm sitting here looking at you guys. One has a brunette wig on, and the other has a red wig on. And you're both wearing dresses. And, you know, you both have facial hair. So it's just, I mean, if anybody takes that out of context, then, you know, screw them, I guess, basically. But,
yeah,
you know, just looking at the picture just makes you laugh. And it even, you know, just looking at the picture makes you want to figure out and understand and look deeper than you guys are. You know, the future is very bright for you guys. That's all I have to say. You know, I'm actually at a loss for words when I watch your videos. The car video, I loved it, man. I tell you what, that had me rolling because that, I mean, if you look at it, even though it was extended out hypothetically, I mean,
mm-hmm.
There is reality to the video, you know. So
yeah,
looking in that aspect, whose girlfriend is the one that has the car full of junk?
It was the inspiration was my sister. So it was Oleg's ex-girlfriend. My sister is 100% the inspiration for that video right there. And what we learned that really hits home for people is make it relatable. Make it where it's like, oh my God, that's so true. But exaggerate it, especially towards the end. Exaggerate it and make it ridiculous. And that's why it starts with her pulling out a curling iron and some food. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that's so true. And then all of a sudden she's pulling out a spare tire. She's pulling out a vacuum cleaner. And then she's at the end, she's pulling out a dog. Like, it's ridiculous, but it's true at the same time. Is you got to balance it between truth and a little bit of exaggeration too.
Now, to look at the professional aspect of it, you know, the videos are truly well done. Being that I'm a photographer and videographer, I know video takes quite some time. Was it just something that you learned as you went along, or did one of you have experience in videography that allowed you to create such great pieces of work?
Well, zero. None. Self-taught, you know, I knew how to work with the computers a little bit, Jason didn't really know how to do anything with the computer, so I teach him how to use the program, and then he just kind of took over the editing part of the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. And Oleg's extremely tech savvy. So what's really good about him is if I'm experiencing an issue editing, I'm like, dude, why is this sound like this? What's going on? This needs to be cropped here. It's messing up. Like, what the hell? He will then take it, and I'll let him work with it for like 20 minutes, and all of a sudden it's
and
fine.
I don't know how to do it, man. I don't know how to do it. I just figure it out on my own.
Yeah.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. So it's nice. It's nice. I mean, I'm more of the I'm gonna come up with the ideas, and I'm gonna direct Oleg and be like, Oleg, you do this, you say this, and he'll do it and say it to perfection, basically. But I'm more so doing the ideas part and the comedy part, where Oleg is super tech savvy, doing that part, and he's a great character. He can make my visions come true, come to life in the video. So it's a perfect
combo
duo, man. Yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like you found, you know, the right person in life and in business to do this venture with. You know, I'm gonna kill MFBeck for making me spit my soda out, but like, you know, he said you gotta have these guys on your show. They're truly talented, you know, and he has a lot of respect for you, Jason. So when I looked at it, it's a little out of my realm, but you know.
Yeah.
I always feel diversity is the key to success, and I'm sure you guys feel that same way in life. You know,
yeah, of course.
With everything that you got going on, you know, looking at it, we've kind of touched on everything. If there was a statement that you would like to give to the listeners of my show and your followers that are listening about what could they expect and how much you are truly appreciative of the growth that they've given you, what would that message be?
I mean, I can't thank the fans enough for what they've given us. Out of all your viewers, I have no idea how many people have heard of us. If you haven't heard of us, I'm sure they might go and check it out now. But, I want to thank every single person that's ever supported us. And of course it starts with the small town. I mean, we went viral somehow, and we went viral from our friends and family starting to share. And that went out to their friends and family, and then their friends and family, and all of a sudden our shit's in Taiwan and Germany and all these places. So I just can't thank the fans enough, and the support is amazing, and we'll do every single thing possible to keep entertaining all of you. And if you think maybe we're not that great, then I'll do everything I can to prove you wrong in the future too. But thank you guys. Thank you everyone so much. Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, one thing I would like to see, and he actually shared – the post today, and he's a good buddy of mine, and that being Danny Ramirez. You know, one of these days you guys need to incorporate a taco video. I mean, this guy has talked about tacos ever since he was a little kid, and you know, just I know you guys could do something with tacos and make something that will resonate with Danny Ramirez for the rest of his life. You know, Jason, being that you were, you know, previously from MMA Gold, and you got in touch with MFBeck, you know, and now you're with Oleg, and you're creating greatness in my mind. You know,
thank you.
Ultimately, where would you guys like to be, you know, 10 years from now, 20 years from now? Because what you're doing is creating a legacy for future generations of your family to look back and realize that they had two pretty cool uncles, grandfathers, or fathers. What does that mean to you guys?
I mean, it means the world to us that we definitely want to leave a legacy, 100%. And I mean, if you're talking about the ultimate fantasy and the ultimate goal, it's for 10, 15 years down the road for me and Oleg to be serious actors, honestly, like taking serious actors, whether it's comedy or drama, being in the business. Man, I don't even – even we're even editing and producing and directing, it's like, damn, I feel like we can do that even now. Like the more we do these videos, it all started with just – wanting to be like funny to like, damn, we know how to make videos really work. So we want to in 10, 20 years, we want to be in the business, you know, we want to be in the entertainment industry. And then we really, really do hope we leave a legacy for everybody. And to touch up on MF, our mutual friend. I was a fighter. I was a fighter. That was my life from when I was like 15 to 23 years old. And, MF was my personal striking coach, and I just such a great guy, such a great friend. And what was really cool about him was, of course, he wanted me to be a fighter. He loved cornering me. I loved having him there. I loved having him as a coach, and he wanted me to reach the top. And I wanted him to be with me every step of the way. But he knew that I needed a change and that I wasn't happy doing it anymore. And instead of him trying to talk me into, like, no, you should stick it out. You need to keep fighting. You need to do this. He literally said, I want you to be happy, and whatever that is, I'm going to support fully. I eventually stepped away from the game, and he supported me ever since. Even though it doesn't benefit him at all, he still supports what I do completely, and tells me just today, he told me how proud he is of me. So just people like that in my life really are just huge inspirations to me. And if he were to say, no, you need to stay and fight, it probably might have swayed my decision. So I'm just very thankful for people like that.
You know, I'm thankful for him too. And that's one thing I truly appreciate about him is exactly what you said. You know, he saw that your dream was on another path. And, you know, I'm glad he instilled that in you to follow that other path instead of trying to be selfish and keep you where you were at. Because you can see in life, mm-hmm. you too are truly where you're at. You truly deserve the success that you've gained. You know, the only thing I have left to add, man, is I wish you guys the best in the future.
Thank you so much.
A tremendous horizon for you guys. I think the world is at your disposal right now. You know, looking at your videos and watching your work, I think you guys are just getting started. You know, 6 months in, you're already getting, you know, 40 plus million views on your videos. That says a lot about your character, the hard work and the determination that you put in into your craft, and I just want to see you guys succeed.
Thank you so much, man. It really means a lot to us. It really means a lot that you had us here on your show, and that you talk very highly of us. That means a lot to us. So thank you so much, man. And we aren't going to stop anytime soon, man. We are completely passionate about this, and we're going to keep it coming, man. We're going to keep it going, and we're just going to keep entertaining everybody. We're excited. We love the life we live right now. And, expect more from us every single week.
Well, in my book, the world is already yours. And, you know, like I said, you know, I'm truly blessed and honored that you came on the show. What I generally do at this point in time in an interview is I hand the microphone over to you guys, and I tell a fighter, you know, any sponsors, friends, family, or anything else you would like to add to the program, the floor is yours. But I'm just going to hand the microphone over to you, and anything you guys want to say, the floor is yours.
Okay. I want to thank all my family for all the support they've ever showed me and supported me through these videos. Thank you to the fans, the fight community. I love all you guys too. I got a lot of support from the MMA fighters.
I want to thank my mom.
Yeah, his mom.
My mom is a big part of my life. My friends. I don't have a lot of family, but my closest friends, Jason. This is my family now, so thank you very much for everybody to support us.
Yeah, the fans are our family now. Oleg and Jay, man, go on Facebook, follow Oleg and Jay. Follow It's Jason Powell on Instagram. Follow The Oleg Force on Instagram. And, yeah, check our stuff out, man.
You know, it's truly been an honor. You two, like I said, you two are truly, truly talented, and I could see great things happen in the future. I'm MF Beck, if you're listening. Thank you, brother. You brought on two tremendous guests that are truly deserving. With that being said, I wish both of you the best of luck in the future, and thank you for joining my program.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
You have a tremendous day, guys, and I'll tell you what, keep it up because you're onto something there.
We will, man. We definitely will, man. You have a tremendous day, too. All the viewers and listeners, you have a tremendous day, too.
All right. Thank you, and God bless you guys. Peace out. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Oleg and Jason. Check out their page. I tell you what, I've never seen nothing like it in my life. To hear these guys, you can hear the true inspiration and passion that they have for what they're doing. They're tremendously talented. To be honest with you, I'd probably have to change my shorts if in 9 hours my video went to 300,000 and then 40 million within a week. I don't know what I would do to handle the pressure that these two young men are handling right now and continuing to create greatness. Is my hat's off to them. On that note, it's been an extremely long 3 days in radio. Much blessings to the Misfits of Gold for making this episode happen. Finished MMA with Juan Martinez. Man, you're my family, bro, through and through to the end. Thank you for having my back. The United Way Merced, the 86ers.net, Alpha Terran, the United Way Merced, and you, my listeners. Thank you, and God bless, and you have a blessed afternoon.